Now, there's a plan to count every koala in the country. It's part of a new $18 million commitment from the federal government. The Environment Minister, Susan Lee, says there's a lack of data about where koalas live. So, $2 million will go towards identifying habitat areas. The rest will go to research, restoration, and bushfire planning. The Federal Environment Minister, Susan Lee, is on the line bright and early this Monday morning. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
This may sound like a silly question, but how do you count koalas?
You bring together all the data we have, which is quite a lot, but not enough. So we want the big picture. In my electorate, in a little town called Miranda in the Riverina, they have an annual koala count. Everyone goes out, supervised by National Parks and Wildlife, and when they see a koala tree, they record it and count it. And there are other ways of doing it, but that's the practical approach that I'm looking at to complement the work of our scientists and experts. We all love our local koalas, but we just don't have that big picture. So part of today's announcement is about a national koala census. It will live in my department, it will be there ongoing, and it will answer all the questions and give us what we need to know.
Okay, there's been a push in New South Wales to change koala policy. The National Party's accused the Libs of overreach in trying to protect koalas because it'll hurt farmers and their ability to clear land. Where do you stand on the argument in New South Wales?
What New South Wales is looking at and going through is the planning detail, and that illustrates the challenges of urban planning when it comes to koalas. One of their biggest threats is actually dogs and cars, and there's also disease, and we live where they live. So I see with the New South Wales conversation a lot of this discussion about planning. What we're doing at a national level is saying we've got to have the best science, we've got to have the best expertise and data, we've got to have this information. And of course, New South Wales will be part of using that when they make their planning decisions. To hear that they're going back to 1995, you know, that's obviously of concern because we didn't have the same approach to koalas then as we do now. They'll rework their policies, and I hope, you know, I hope it lands well. I hope it lands with respect to conservation of koalas being as important as we all know it is.
We read today in the Sydney Morning Herald that platypus habitats have shrunk by the size of Victoria since 1990. What can we do about that?
Look, this is one report. My Threatened Species Scientific Committee will consider it at their meeting in December. At the moment, the platypus is not listed as even vulnerable, whereas the koala is. So it's important that we get this type of information. I'm not going to overstate it, but I mean, I love the platypus as much as the koala, as does every Australian. So I think this underscores getting all of the information that we need and the research that we need and putting it to good use. So, I'm not going to call an emergency on the platypus, but I am going to say that I welcome this research and all of my scientific experts will consider it. These decisions should be made by the experts, and that's exactly the approach I've always taken.
Minister, we appreciate you getting up nice and early for us, and if I don't get a chance to talk to you between now and the end of the year, have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Ben, and your listeners.
Is
Thank
it
you.
Too early to be saying that, do you think?
Probably, yes. I just come from the border region of New South Wales, and the best Christmas present ever was the border opened at midnight last night.
Yeah, what impact is that going to have on the country? Because we know that this is something that border communities particularly have been crying out for a long time.
It has cost our regional economy of New South Wales countless millions of dollars, stress and pain, and we are not going back there. So, I never want to see that border closed again in my lifetime.
We appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Susan Lee, the Federal Environment Minister.